Welcome you guys to this week's episode of Peaches and Prosecco. I am so honored because we have my girl, my babe, Jessica Lynn joining us. She is a famous Australian psychic medium, one of my favorites on the whole entire planet in the whole darn galaxy. And we are going deep. We are talking manifestation. We are talking spiritual gifts. We're talking developing them, self-care. Literally nothing is off topic, off limits. We are going there. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear more right now. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. We have none other than Jessica Lynn Mediumship on the podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so, so happy to be here. We were just talking about the fact you were on my podcast like so long ago, and I'm so rapt to be here now.
Forever ago, you guys, I was on her podcast like almost 2 years ago. Wild. Wild.
So we're crazy.
We're still just as fun, but also we've grown a lot.
We have. We're very different now, for sure.
We're way better now. Well, I would love, so obviously I know you super well. I know some of the babes who are going to listen to the podcast are going to be like, oh my God, you have her on. I'm so excited. But for those that don't know you, I would love if you could just give us a little intro and tell us a little bit about going from your previous assistant life into that full-time talking to dead people.
Yes. So obviously I'm a psychic medium. I talk to the dead, but I haven't always talked to the dead. I was an executive assistant for a really long time, like probably even like 14, 15 years or something. And I worked my way up the corporate ladder, as you do, trying to get those amazing jobs, and I got them. You know, I was working for CEOs, executives. I worked for a celebrity fashion designer. That was my last corporate role. And it was the kind of job where people are like, you never leave this. Like, once you get it, you don't go. People are like being carried out in coffins for these kind of jobs. And I was like, maybe there's something else for me other than this. Peace out, motherfuckers. So I ended up, I guess, exploring my spirituality more, and I always was very intuitive, even as a child. Like, this was not something that was new for me, but doing this as a career was never something that I actually set out to do. It wasn't my hopes and dreams. I just loved it, and I never wanted to turn into work. I didn't want it to be something I had to do, but I just kept getting thrown in these rooms with people who were doing this, and it just sort of unfolded to a point where I thought, I kind of can't deny this anymore. There's so much, you know, being put into it. And I ended up having, I was doing this part-time for a long time, about 2 years, and I ended up having a wait list of like 800 people, and I was booked out in my part-time hours for like a year. And it took that for me to go, maybe I could do this. You know, I took a lot of convincing from spirit. They're probably like, God, this girl needs like a kick on the head. Like, I don't know what this was, but I finally listened and now I'm here.
I'm so glad you did listen, because it brought us together literally across the globe from each other. And now, like, each other's biggest supporters. We've never met in person. So wild.
No, I feel like we have. Like, no, that's weird.
I think in a past life, we've definitely met. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Definitely.
I feel that way about Jade, too. I'm like, I feel like I just know her so well.
I know. It's just bizarre. The friends that I've made online, are like some of the best friends that I have now. I even look at the friends I have in like real life, right? And I have a really small circle now. Like I only really see maybe a handful of people and the rest are all of you guys. Like I'm just chatting to you every day going, hey, what's happening kind of thing, because you get it. There's so many spiritual chicks online where you're like, you understand what I'm talking about. You don't think I'm talking jargon. You actually get it. And that's how you connect. So online is where it's at. I'll tell you that.
I really do agree. I feel like building your community online, it just allows also to expand and open up your horizon. Don't you think?
Yeah, I've learned so much from people that I would have never come into contact with, would never have ever like thought about joining their class or joining their program or whatever. But when you see people on here, like given everything, whatever they've got, and you get inspired, and it's just amazing. So cool.
It's so cool. Well, I'm always inspired. I feel like you're like now doing celebrity readings and you're on all these like major national news things. And I'm like, oh, she's just crushing it. So inspiring. We could talk about all the inspiring, but I feel like the reason people are going to listen to this episode is probably about the weird shit we hear. So I want to know, what is the number one question you get when someone finds out you're a psychic medium?
Can you read my mind? Do you know what I'm thinking right now?
You're like, oh, if it was that easy.
I'm like, no, I don't know what you're thinking right now. And I wouldn't want to. Can you imagine if we were walking around all the time, like reading everyone's thoughts? How exhausting. I got my own thoughts.
And half the time, I don't even want my own thoughts either. I'm like, oh, I know. Too much.
I know, like turn it off. No, but yeah, I cannot read minds. That is not a thing. That is not what is going on here. It's so strange. But also, I get weird things like, can you tell like when we're all gonna die? Like when am I gonna die? Or is this person gonna die? And all these weird questions. I hate all that stuff. It's so fear-based and so awful. And like, I just can't. I just don't tap into that stuff. Even when I do my one question reading, sometimes people ask me, oh, my granddad's really sick, when's he gonna die? And I'm like, well, when he wants to.
Yeah.
Like when it happens, you know? I don't think we should be living like that. That's not a way to be.
Wait, that's so, I've never had anyone ask me that. Now I'm definitely going to have someone ask me that though, but that's so random. I feel like I get more of the, have you always known? Which I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Are there dead people here right now? Obviously. And why haven't you won the lottery?
Oh, yes. Yes, those questions. Can you give me the lottery numbers? Yeah, I do get that too. That's very common. Oh, yeah, you know what I get also? Like if something happens to me in my life, like something bad happens, they're like, why didn't you see that coming? Couldn't you like have seen that was going to happen? And I'm like, no. I'm like, it doesn't work for yourself. Like I'm not walking around knowing everything that's about to happen for me. I'm still stubbing my toe and I'm still having people hurt me and I don't see everything. But yeah, they have this illusion that we can know all and see all and predict everything that's about to happen. It's just not the case.
Oh my God, we're like some mystical oracle who just knows everything. Wow, that would be so much pressure though if you actually knew. And I don't want to know a lot of stuff.
No, I don't want to either. Like I am good with a roundabout knowing of some kind, but I don't want to know the details of everything that's going to happen to me. That's fear. Like you would be in fear. Oh my God, when is that going to happen? Or am I still going to have that happen to me? Like, ugh, no, thank you.
No. Oh my gosh. I feel like though that's why people don't develop their gifts is because they're so scared of them, probably for those questions and reasons.
Yeah. I think so too. A lot of people hold themselves back from this space because they're scared of what they will hear or scared of what they might unfold. But it's funny because ever since I've tapped into this, it's been nothing but joy and understanding and deeper depth of me as a human. Like I understand myself so much more now. I'm such a better person for it. And I trust so much more than I ever have. I was the most untrusting person when it came to my future, you know, my guides, my work, all the things. Whereas now, like, I'm not in that hustle mode anymore. I don't feel like I need to, because I just trust that things are just going to work themselves out. And they generally do. And sometimes even better than I thought.
Yeah. Speaking of better than you thought, I remember you were in my intention setting workshop. Was that like 2 years ago now? Probably,
yeah.
Yeah. You manifested crazy things coming out of that. I feel like, tell the people about it.
Oh my gosh, I know. And I did it in the time frame. It was like, it happened within 4 or 5 months, not even the year. So we were doing intentions for a whole year, and I dropped it all in my timeline, and it all started happening. I'm pretty sure that I was trying to manifest a book, right? Which hasn't happened yet, by the way, but that's all right, because I believe in all the timing. But I think it was like the week after we did the intentions, I had somebody reach out to ask me if I was thinking about writing a book. So it was already like planting the seed, even just a week after the conversation started happening. And I haven't found the right fit yet, and I don't know if it's the right time yet, because I've been so bogged down in life and all the things. But I still think that's going to happen. But I just don't feel like it's been now what I thought it was going to be. But I've got everything prepped, ready to go to start doing it, but it just hasn't felt right. But yes, as soon as you did that with me, it was already rolling. It was madness.
I do remember you DMing me and being like, oh, holy shit. I had said I was hitting multiple six figures and I already did it. And I feel like when I just tap in real quick, because see, we can do that for each other, you guys. We can just tap in. I feel like... What I so get, though, is the reason that the book isn't happening yet is because you didn't have the full story. You didn't have, like, you're going to be adding in so many different pieces from the past couple years that you would have had to do, you know, like a revision or a second book. And they're like, no, you are waiting for the right time, because you don't want to just have half of it.
Yeah. I've learned so much in the last 2 years. It would not have been what I feel like it will be, because a lot of it is going to be me sharing what I've learned. And what I hope that other people can learn from what I've been through in general in my spirituality journey and my life and all that sort of stuff. So you're right. It was just the timing. It's not the actual thing. It's the timing. But it was weird because I was like, I really want to book out my appointments to the end of the year. And that happened within like minutes. And then I wanted to manifest money and make sure that I was abundant and I was going to be fine. And I did that like straight away. It's like all these things were waiting for me. It was just a matter of me putting the energy into it and setting the intention of what I wanted. And then everything started to sort of unfold to the point where I was messaging you going, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with them. They're good.
You're like, can I get that meditation again? I need to go back in my timeline.
I did. I actually asked you for the meditation and I have it.
You do have it now. Yeah. See what happens the next time you go into it. You're going to be like, oh, why would I think a year out? I might as well only think like a few months out at this point.
Yeah, it's insane. But isn't it funny that I never thought I had such abundance coming my way? I never thought that I would be in this business doing this every single day. And now I get to, and I dream so much bigger now because I'm doing what I never thought was possible. So why wouldn't I stretch myself and start to dream bigger? So I guess you start to believe more the more that spirit blow your mind.
Whoa, that actually, I feel like that's like a mic drop of you really do. It's once you start experiencing more, you all of a sudden have capacity for even more. Would you say that now the more abundance you have, the bigger impact you're making?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm more committed. I'm just like, oh, this is happening. Like, I don't want this to stop. I want to keep putting in the effort. I want to keep helping people. I want to be better. And I've even been inspired to, like, even over the last 8-10 months or so, I've been starting to get mediumship mentoring again. Like, I'm going back to the start because I'm wanting to level up the way that I'm supporting people and the way that I am reading for people, because I've changed a lot. If you had a reading with me 2 years ago, it is so different to what you would get today. And I want that. I want people to be like, oh my God, I had a reading with you 5 years ago and it was great back then, but holy cow, like, look at it now. And I don't want to ever stop pushing and learning and growing, because I feel like you're never going to be the best at what you do. There's always more, you know?
That's so funny you mentioned that. Last year I did a trance mediumship. Have you tried trance mediumship?
No, but I've heard about it. It seems intense. What was
It's
it like for you?
wild. It's fun though. It was fun. It was an 8-week program with one of my spiritual mentors who certified me in Reiki, and she was like, I'm now teaching people trance mediumship. And I was like, interesting. Sure, I'll try it. Why not? Because to your point, it's like, yeah, why wouldn't I try this? Why wouldn't I see what how else I can grow and stretch myself so that I'm better equipped for my clients, for my friends, for my pets, like everybody.
Exactly. I think it's so pivotal. I think the moment that you stop learning, you may as well just be dead. Like, what's the point? And I think that some people who get complacent or they're just like, oh, yeah, I've made it now. I feel like that is the worst place to be. Like, thinking you've made it and I've done all the things I need to do. How sad to not have the next thing or to not have the next goal. Or like, I'm always thinking about what's next, what's next, what's next for me. But in saying that, I do try to celebrate myself a little bit more now when I do
I was
actually
gonna
achieve
ask
things.
you.
I'm like, oh, hang on, girl, look what you just did. That was pretty cool. I was on freaking TV. Like, who the hell like thinks that they're gonna be on TV? Like, I've been on TV twice now. Like, what is happening? I stand there in the moment and I'm nervous as all hell. I'm like, oh my God, is this my life? And I forget how to speak and I'm like, I can't find the words. So I'm so humbled the whole time. Like, guys, don't think I have it all together. I'm shitting bricks every time I do these like celebrity things and all that stuff. I'm like this little girl going, oh my God, please don't get it wrong.
Oh my God. The pressure we put on ourselves sometimes. I feel like I'm like, oh no, I'm really nervous about
I
this
know.
one random thing, and it always goes way better than we think.
I know. Everyone was like, I couldn't tell you were nervous, like you were fine. And I'm like, I was shitting myself. I'm like, I had no idea what was going to come out of my mouth. And you're live. There's no replay. There's no like editing. It's like, get it right, girl. But it helped me grow so much because I was like, look what I can do. Like, I'm so nervous and I don't even believe in myself. But all of a sudden, I get there and I do it. And I grow from it and I learn from it. And I'm so proud of myself even doing it. And, you know, there's so many things in this life I feel like that I could have easily gone, oh my God, that's really nice, but I don't think I could do that. But imagine the opportunity I would have missed out on if I didn't push myself to do something that made me feel so uncomfortable, but was such a cool experience.
And I feel like that got you so much visibility into people that maybe are now inspired or activated by you that they want to go explore their gifts. Or they're like, holy cow, I need a reading like yesterday. I got to get on her 2026 calendar that's sold out from what you've opened so far. Wild.
I know, it's crazy. I still sit there every single time I release appointments and I'm watching as people are buying them and I'm going, oh my God, look, there's this person and that person's come back and I'm so excited to see them all go. I sit there for the full time that they're selling out because I can't believe it. And Jay goes, oh, I can believe it. And I'm like, yeah, because it's happened before. But for me, I'm still like, what is happening? Like, how am I selling out 3 months in like 2 hours? This is madness. It's like this was always here for me, and I can't believe I didn't think about it sooner. I didn't do this sooner, but I wasn't ready. So I'll put that
It's
out there. I wasn't ready for this, but now I am.
that's there. Yeah, I mean, think about it. If this had happened to you 5 years ago, it would have been a
Oh, no.
totally different trajectory. I mean, I even think about I've been in business now 5 years, and if I had come straight out as a spiritual coach, no, I would have never left corporate. I would have never, I would have been so fear-based around it, so many limiting beliefs. But it took like that growth to then be like, no, of course I'm the rich witch next door. Like, get out of here.
Exactly. But you need to do everything when you're ready. Even around, if you're also in the spiritual business area, it's hard when it comes to money. Money is really taboo. People don't talk about it. People undersell themselves, like, all the time. But, and I'm always told, oh, you should be charging more. You should be doing this, doing that. And, you know, at some point, you know, people were right. Like, maybe I could have charged more and whatever. But you have to do things when you're ready. If you do it when you're just being told you should do it, it never lands. You have to embody it. You have to believe that that is what your worth, or that is what you think your time is worth. If you, I'm probably still like one of the lowest priced mediums out there, but it's okay because I will put it up when I'm ready, and I want to be relatable and I want to be accessible, and I'm not here to be charging people an enormous amount of money to see me. I want people to come back, and I'm not ready for that, so I won't until I'm ready. And maybe I never will. I don't know. But I'm not ready, so it is what it is. People can still come see me and you can afford it.
You know what? That's so funny. I actually was just talking with a client about that, where she's having some issues going into high ticket. And I said, listen, at the end of the day, if you don't believe you can sell at that price or fill at that price, then you won't. So you could launch that, but you're then going to prove yourself right that you couldn't sell or fill at that higher price point because you haven't embodied it yet. I love that word. You haven't embodied it yet. And it's so important that we're embodying the work we do, what we're putting out, that we feel really, really good about it. Because it's our name on it.
You have to. Yeah, definitely. And I think you have to be, I guess, like you said, you have to embody what you do, how much you're charging for that, what they get out of it too. Like, would you pay for that? Would you do that? Like, I always do things from my point of view. Like, what do I think is reasonable, or what would I pay for this, or what would I invest in? And that's how I kind of look at things for myself. So if you're in a position where you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I should do this or that, I would definitely look at what you would do, like, for yourself, or what you would do for your kids, what you would pay for your partner to go see someone doing something, even health related. Like, I often look at health related wellness businesses and I go, how much is it you charge to see a psychologist? How much do you charge to go see your chiropractor, or this or that? And you kind of like, you know, spirituality is wellness. Yeah. It is health. It is becoming part of people's wellness routine. And if you can make that accessible to people, maybe they will see you over a psychologist. A lot of people do these days.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. I feel like the spiritual wellness space is, the pandemic had its silver lining. It made it now where people really got in touch and tapped in and all the things. And it's recognizing that there are things outside of what was normally how you looked at mental health. And for sure, I think getting readings, I think developing your spiritual gifts, I think going to wellness centers, whatever that is, like a chiropractor, or your brows, which are looking fire right now. I was like, I need to get mine done.
Thank Don't you.
But those are all things that are like so good now in terms of like filling your cup so that you're actually showing up how you really are feeling so empowered in.
Yeah, definitely. I think that there's very much a holistic approach to the way that I go about things. Like, I do not skip on my appointments that make me feel good, like whether it be getting a massage or my chiro or my brows or my hair or whatever, because I got to keep this body moving and shaking. And if I don't feel good, nothing's happening. Like, if you imagine me rocking up to a reading feeling achy and sore and headachy and my brows are a disaster and my hair's got all the regrowth and all the things, I would feel terrible. So I would not be performing at my peak.
No, people do not realize that we didn't just develop our gifts and then we sit back and we're like, oh, now I'm going to show up disheveled AF and like hope for the best. We're still investing in ourselves every day because, my goodness, if we weren't, no one would be coming to us.
Exactly. So you have to look after you. That's the moral of that story. Look after yourself, because you can't look after others and show up for everybody else if you're not even showing up for yourself. That is not a thing.
That truly is not a thing. Okay. I feel like I could go down this rabbit hole forever. I feel like, though, what is the one crazy thing that you do for yourself that even you would be like, yeah, maybe it's a little cringe, but I still love it?
Oh my God. You know what? It's probably the frequency at how often I do things. It's not necessarily what I do. It's the frequency. I go to my chiropractor every 2 weeks. I get a massage every 2 or 3 weeks. I get my nails done every 3 weeks. People are saying to me, oh my God, like, I can't believe you go so often to do all these things. And I'm like, yeah, but that's me. I'm like, you know, I tried going every 4 weeks. It doesn't work for me. I need it sooner. I want people to be always pampering me. I'm a bit of a princess. Can you tell?
Me too, which is why we get along so well.
I know. I'm like, just fix me.
Yeah. Make me beautiful.
I even said to my nail salon technician the other day, I was like, I feel so much better when you do my nails. Even when I'm reading for people, because I always work with my hands, so my hands are always flying around. Every now and then I'll catch like a little gaze of my nail and I'm like, that looks so lovely.
Oh my God.
It's the little things, whatever makes you happy.
Next time I get my nails done, I'm going to send you a picture.
Please do.
I'll be like, look at how good my claws look. I love that.
It makes a difference.
Fill your cup, get your nails done, get that massage. Don't say no to it.
Exactly. Where there's a will, there's a way. It has to become a staple.
It truly has to become a staple. So obviously we have come so far, such a long way in our spiritual journey. What would you say to someone who's just had their spiritual awakening or starting out? Like, what do you wish you knew back in the day?
I feel like I wished that I knew that your journey is not like everyone else's. Mm. I think that a lot of the time we're trying to compare ourselves or we're trying to accelerate things, and sometimes it's okay to pause. Sometimes it's all right if you're not going a million miles an hour in your healing journey, because you have to be human. And I found that really hard, because I'm like, oh my God, I want to keep pushing myself doing this course, or I want to do this in my spiritual journey and la la la. But I had so much going on in my personal life that I didn't have the capacity to be able to be healing and going down that road at that time. So I had to pause a lot of my spiritual stuff at times to be human and to be doing all the things. So I think it's okay sometimes to not be doing healing 24/7. Like, you do actually have to live this life and this experience, because then you have more capacity to be able to then tap into your spirituality when you have the means or the time or the capacity to do so.
Yeah, that's so true. And would you say too, it's that everyone right now is healed enough as they are, because we're always going to be healing?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I don't think that you need to be pushing yourself. I remember talking to a client like years ago, it must have been when I first started, and she was doing all the things. She was in this person's class, she was going to these healings, she was doing spinal energetics, she was doing, like, every single day there was something else. And I was like, whoa. I don't normally say this to anyone, but when I was in her energy, I was like, you need to stop now. Enough's enough. Like, you can't keep going down your trauma road. You've been down it enough. You know what there is there. You've learned from a lot of the stuff there. There's no point in continuing to go over the same shit over and over and over again and upsetting yourself. Yes, we have to go into the past in order to heal, but I don't think we need to keep going back to the same places over and over again. That's not what this is about. It's about acknowledging what's happened, but then looking at what is to come and looking at how you want to grow moving forward and how you want to handle your situation or how you want to handle yourself when you come across certain people who have those qualities or characteristics, or you get into situations that feel similar to the past. How are you going to handle it now? Because you're a different version of yourself. And that's what I feel like with therapy sometimes is really hard, because a lot of the time traditional therapy wants to take you back. And it's great. It's great to go back, but not a lot of it is moving forward. And that's when people say, I've done so much therapy and I'm feeling like shit. And I'm like, okay, well, you've obviously done enough of that now. Now's the time to start looking at things differently from a spiritual lens and from that future perspective rather than looking back.
That is so true. And therapy has its time and place, absolutely. But I think you're right. Mm-hmm. It's when you just continue to go back to that moment in your life or that time, and you're not actually getting to the root cause, learning the lesson and moving on. I think that's why when people uncover their spiritual gifts, they step into it, they get a coach, they start to actually learn how to just have a moment with the past and then move forward in exactly like you're talking about, that I feel like that's when everyone really actually has the click, the like aha of, ooh, yes, like here I go.
Definitely. So you need the balance. We need, we can't have one without the other. But I think that there comes a point in time where you have to draw a line in the sand and be like, you know what? I have done enough of going backwards. Now I'm ready to start cultivating this amazing life that I want to step into.
What would you say for someone who has maybe a slight vision of what their future they want it to be, but like how they can actually tap in to bringing that into the present?
For me, a lot of the time I would write things down. I would brain dump. So I do this sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed. I just write everything down that I want to do or that's bothering me and what's standing in my way and what I need to shift or move in order to get there. So having that visual is really important. And I think that it really helps you to compartmentalize what's actually important to you and maybe what something is for now and what's for later. So I think having that awareness is the first piece of the puzzle. And then I think taking those actions, being like, if I want to get here, what is it going to take for me to get there? Am I going to have to talk to this person? Am I going to start this up? Do I need a new accountant? Do I need to put myself out there and do this or that? So you have to, we've talked about this before with manifestation. It's not just about your vision board and then you just wait and hope that things happen. You have to do the work and take the aligned actions to get to where you want to be. So I think having the awareness is first, but then starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together in a way that feels right for you, that enables all of this to happen the way that you hope that it would.
Oh, I love that. Speaking to my soul, aligned action is so, so important and it's so often missed. And you're so right. I love telling clients, yeah, we can literally visualize and write it down and do all that thing. But it's kind of like if I'm calling in my person right now and that's like suggesting that I write some list of his characteristics and then I just sit on my couch and I'm like, where is he coming from? What, is he going to like deliver my pizza? I mean, maybe, I guess, but probably not.
Exactly.
I have to actually leave my house.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I think that some people might be a bit unrealistic when it comes to manifestation and you still have to get up every day and do the work and show up. The unit, it's like doing a dance with the universe. It's going, you know what? Yeah. You do your part, I'll do my part. If you can throw someone in front of me, if you're trying to obviously manifest a relationship, that would be great. But I'll make sure I'm going to go to a different coffee place. I'm going to go to a different class. I'm going to say yes to my friends when they want to go out on Saturday night. But it's doing those things that put you in different places that allow that to even be possible.
It's so true. What I feel like too, whenever I am co-creating with the universe, I always ask, put something in my path, like put something that's an easy yes action for me, just to really almost solidify I'm on the right path. Sometimes it's even just a sign, right? Maybe not when I'm manifesting my person, but if I'm manifesting clients, or when I said I want to tap back into my magic, my mediumship, and literally the next day, my old mentor was like, transmediumship. I was like, ah, that's what I'm talking about, spirit. Here we go. Signing up right now.
I love that. You just have to ask.
You just have to ask. Have you, like, what's the craziest sign or thing you've asked spirit for? And then when they delivered, you're like, what?
You know, I ask all the time for things. I feel like for me, one of the things that used to blow my mind, and I still get this symbol, is my grandmother. She sends me a lot of like smells, like a lot of really sweet woody smells. And because I used to sit with her ashes and it was a beautiful wooden box and it had this really sweet woody smell. And it used to fill the room when I was like talking to her, because I just talk to her ashes as you do. But I feel like whenever that appears, I'm like, what the hell is happening? That always blows my mind because she's been gone since I was 12 years old. Oh, and to think that even to this day, I can be just walking around the supermarket and I just get this really strong like whiff of this like sweet woody smell. And it's usually when I've had a really bad day or I've had a really tough week, and I haven't necessarily gone, show me a sign. I've just gone, God, I hope you guys are watching this. And I get that. And then usually I'm bombarded in one day. They do everything in one day. It'll be the smell. I'll see all the 111s. I'll see all the 222s. I'll have someone say something to me that is really random that I really needed to hear. So I feel like for me with my spirit team, it's all or nothing. They're sending nothing or they're sending everything. And I'm just surprised that they can do all the signs all in one hit. I must have such a boost of adrenaline because I'm like, where the hell are you guys? I'm like, shut up.
They're like, oh, we better be firing on all cylinders today. Not any other day, though. Exactly. Just this one.
Just one day. That's all it takes. But then I believe again. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're still here. It's all right. We'll be right.
We'll be good. Okay, we're cool again. I do. My spirit team, on the other hand, are really cryptic. Like, so cryptic. Oh. Like, I will go into a meditation and I'll be having a nice chitty chat with them. And they will say something so cryptic that I'm like, what? What? Yeah. And then they'll say it again. And I'm like, no, does not compute. I don't understand what that means. They're like, you will one day. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, weirdos.
I'm like, could you be a little more specific? My human needs a little more. Thank you.
I love that. Oh my God. That's so cool though, that you can go into that place and chat with them.
Yeah. Everyone's spirit team looks and acts different.
They do, for sure. And mine are all or nothing, which is kind of like me. It's on or it's not on.
This does check. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm probably really cryptic a lot too. So this, yeah. Okay. I could probably be more clear.
Yeah. Maybe you're the cryptic one.
I was just like, did I just have a breakthrough? Am I the cryptic one?
Am I the problem?
Is it me? It probably is.
Oh, I love that.
I do love, my spirit team right now is probably like upset about something I just said about them. Like, what? No, we're not. They're gonna have words
we're
with me
good.
Later.
Love it.
Just kidding. I love you, spirit team. We're good.
Please keep showing
up. Keep bringing all the blessings. Yeah, keep bringing all the blessings. Put it in my path. Thank you. Wait, so I feel like because you actually read people for a living, which is so cool. I tell people I'm a medium, but I don't actually read people. I could. But my reason I'm here on this earth, right, is to activate people and help them develop their gifts. So we love that. And that's my mediumship is to tap in with them. And we love it. But I want to know, have you ever had a reading that shocked you where you were like, what just happened?
Yeah, all the time. Like all the time. It's something like nothing ever usually surprises me that much. But sometimes I'm like, whoa, like, how did that even come to be? And the first one that really shocked me was when I was channeling somebody who was still alive.
Whoa.
Yes. So I started saying all these things about this woman. And I was like, she's like this, she's like that, she's in a nursing home, she is la la la, and all this stuff. And they were like, wait, hang on. I'm like, what are you saying? And she goes, I think you're talking about my Nana who's still alive, who is literally in the nursing home right now. This isn't the past. This is right now. And she was living with dementia. So she couldn't communicate the way that she normally would. So she was using my mediumship as a way of communicating with her family of all the things that she was thinking about, what was going on, who she wanted to thank, what was happening. It blew my mind. I'm like, oh my God, I can channel people who are still here, but are obviously not able to communicate the way that they normally would. It was so funny. All she wanted was a biscuit and her pillow back. That's what she said to me. Bring me a biscuit. And she goes, and they took my damn pillow. And I'm like, oh. And I said to her, what's with the pillow? And she goes, oh, she has one of those triangular pillows that she had at home. And they think it's a hazard in the nursing home. So they've given her some other pillow that she hates. And she wants her pillow back.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Give Nana her pillow back. She's coming through like she's dead because she wants her damn pillow.
What a powerful, powerful lady that she's like, I'm still alive, but oh, you know what? I bet I can come through in this medium reading. I bet I can get that damn pillow back.
You know, so funny. But I just think that that's incredible. Like, for people who are nonverbal, like their kids are nonverbal or they're in comatose states, like, you can connect to that energy because energy is energy. So incredible. Blew my mind.
Oh my God. Well, my mind is blown. And I wasn't even there when this happened, but I feel like that's so wild and hilarious. And I'm sure that gave her a good chuckle. Okay, got to get her pillow back and a biscuit.
Literally. Exactly. It's been a whole thing now. The whole family are like talking about it. They always bring her biscuits now. It's just the best.
At least she's happy.
Poor Nana.
Yeah, poor Nana. She has no biscuits and no pillow. Like, what?
No.
I love that. I feel like you had posted on your story, maybe this was even a few months ago, where didn't something wild pop up on someone's screen or something when you were reading them, or like something went behind you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. It was when I was reading for someone and she was in her car. And so I was just reading and she had her car light on. Like, she was just, the light on was on the whole time. And I said to her, you know, your dad plays with the lights. Like, always plays with your lights, yada, yada, goes pitch black. The light turned off. As I said that, we were both like, oh, what is happening? Like, goosebumps, like, all over my body. She's like, oh, my God, that's never happened. What is happening? And then she told me that earlier that day, because I think she was a nurse, so she was, like, with patients and all that kind of stuff, and then she went into the communal room, and all the lights were on and all that stuff, and then they just turned off. All the lights just turned off. No one pressed anything. So that had happened earlier in the day. Whoa. And then when I was with her, her car light turned off right at the end of the reading, like just as I was closing off. I'm like, this is the sign you should look out for. And we were both like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh. Also, if I was her, I'd be like, okay, Dad, here's the thing. I don't need you to turn the light off. It's too scary. It's too dark. Don't do it.
Can we pick another sign?
Could you just be a beautiful butterfly that floats by? Or perhaps you're an owl. I don't know. Just not with the lights.
I know. Nothing creepy. But yeah, so weird that in the moment, as soon as I said that, it went black. It was weird.
And you're probably like, hello, are you still there?
I know. I'm like, hi, what is happening?
Oh my God. Wild. Okay. Now, I feel like during my spiritual awakening, I had crazy things like that happening. But I have not since, and nor do I need to. Spirit team and all the dead. I'm cool. Hugen does not do that.
Please don't turn my lights off. I'm good.
Please don't. Please don't. I'm not available for it. Speaking of, though, I do believe that we are ultimately in control. Of course, if our loved ones want to turn our lights off, I guess we can't really control them with that so much. But what would you say are some of like your favorite practices to, like, keep your boundaries up with the other side? Because I feel like if you're like me, people are always, like you said in the beginning of the episode, asking, can you read my mind? Or is this happening? Or are there dead people around? You're like, yeah, but I have boundaries. What are your practices?
So I've basically created this, I guess, ritual where I turn my mediumship on and off. So it's like a little light switch. So I will open myself up to spirit. I will call in my guides. I will almost get into another state of mind. Because when I'm reading for people, it's like you're here, but you're not really here. So you can't kind of walk around in that energy, you know? So it's more about what I say and what I visualize, and spirit know when I'm on and off because I will open myself up like that. So they're like, oh, she's on, the door's open. And then I'll close myself off after I do every reading. Even if I've got multiple in a row, I'm opening myself up and closing myself off to every single person that I read for. I don't just leave my channel open and then I'm reading for everybody. I always reopen it and close it, making sure that their loved ones are going out the same way that they came in. I don't want any crossovers. So I'm always doing things like that. And I love all of my, I have a guardian oil that I use, which is essentially just a whole heap of frankincense. I love to use that when I'm reading for people. I love lime. Everyone knows I love lime. If you don't, you should go check out my page. I'm all about limes. Yeah. They're so great for cleansing. So I use them everywhere. I occasionally do the big sage Palo Santo exorcism of my house, making sure that I am a clear channel at all times. But a lot of it for me is visualizing that clear channel. Like, it's not always about all the things, the oils and things that you use. A lot of it is around, I guess, making sure that I am keeping myself in a really clear state of mind. I love to use water as well. Showers are so good. You imagine all the shit going down the drain and all your energy coming back to you. I think it's such a powerful way of resetting.
Ooh, I do love that one. Yeah, you guys go check out. She has Lime products too.
I do. The Lime Glow. So you can get Lime candles, diffusers, and room sprays to spray around, spray all the bad energy, get it out of there.
I feel like everyone needs to know that hack, especially when you have children, right? Because they're so susceptible. And so utilizing that, I know I would say all my clients, I guess I can't guarantee it's all my clients, but all my clients now know about Lyme. So they're like, okay, yep, that's how we got to do that, especially with our littles. I'm like, yeah, animals. Yes. Animals. Yeah. We have a very big boundary in my house where I now have guardians at each and every window and door that won't let things in. I know. Yes. I'm really on a woo journey right now in a different way because we're always getting more woo. But I would find though that, you know, spirits would come and wake my dogs up because they knew they couldn't get to me. They're like, we get to our dogs and that'll wake her up. I'm like, no, thank you. This is not how that's going to work.
No, that is not a thing. The dogs need rest. Yeah. They need to be chilled.
We all need rest.
We do. You don't want any of them coming in at night. So that's massively what I do. Like I have my Lime Reed diffuser in my bedroom. I've got a kids one as well called the Monster Box diffuser. So all the kids get their little diffuser and they turn the reeds and then there's no more monsters, no more hauntings, no more waking up to anything other than your alarm.
Yeah. And even then, I like to tell spirit to wake me before my alarm because I do not want to be jostled. Have you tried that?
Yes. Yeah. I don't even really use my alarm anymore. I'm always awake between 6 and 7. It just happens. I'm just like, ding. I'm like, okay, they must be waking me up.
I'm ready.
I'm just alert. I'm like, it's all good. It's probably from all those 5 a.m. wake ups that I used to do in corporate life. They give me a slight sleep in. But I can't really sleep past 7 now. My body is just like, come on, girl, let's go. We're on it. And I'm so much better in the morning anyway.
That's true. I will say I've become a lot more of a morning person, but I still really do love a good sleep in. I'm a midday girly. Don't catch me at night or in the morning. Catch me middle of the day.
I love that. Yeah, well, you got to know what works for you.
Totally.
Whatever it takes.
Totally. So I have just a couple more questions that I feel like the people are going to need because we now know your woo practices. Yeah. What do you wish people understood about life after death?
I think I would want people to know that there's nothing to be scared of. I think that people think that you get stuck in limbo and if you commit suicide that you don't go to wherever you're supposed to go. And there's a lot of fear around dying and around death. And I think there's also a lot of fear around when people pass quite suddenly or in a traumatic way. Did they feel that passing? Are they okay over there? Are they traumatized from what happened? As soon as the soul leaves the body, you're at peace instantly. And a lot of the time, our souls are very aware that we're going to pass. So they're already leaving the body before the body's breaking down or before the impact happens. It's almost like you get a little niggle. You go, oh, crap, it's time. And I feel like the souls just go, whoop, and you're out of there. And then your body's just doing whatever it needs to do. But the soul is at peace. So I think that that's something that people are really scared about. Oh, my God, did they suffer? Are they okay? They are all okay. No one is in limbo land. I hate that when people are like, oh, your loved one is stuck in limbo. Give me $300 so that I can get them out of it. What is this crap? Who is saying this to people? I can't. And then people are traumatized thinking their loved ones aren't at peace. What? Never, ever felt that, ever.
No. And I think that that is also one of my biggest pet peeves is these people who are like, I'm a spiritualist and give me all your money and I can connect you with your lost loved one in a way that then they'll be able to pass on, into whatever. I'm like, what? Or the ones who are like, give me all your money and I can make your ex come back. What?
I love that. All the spells of the exes and all that kind of stuff. It's so funny and so weird.
It's so weird. And I feel so bad when people fall for it because, I'm sure this person did connect an ex back together, but it was going to happen anyways. Do you know what I mean? It had nothing to do with that spiritualist, because I have had so many clients come to me who have wasted so much money. And I'm like, but at the end of the day, you have to recognize that, yes, they can heal you and maybe that'll bring you a magnetism for your person, but it's probably not your ex. They're gone for a reason.
Yeah.
And also everyone has free will. No one can go do some magical spell that brings your ex back all of a sudden, a totally changed person. Not going to happen.
No, it's not at all. And that's the thing, even when like you're reading for people and they're asking about old flames and if they're going to come back into their life and all that kind of stuff, what we pick up on in the moment is the potential. Yes, there's potential for that. If this goes this way, or if you do that, that could open the door for that. But I think some people hang on to that going, oh my God, they're going to come back. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And I remember saying to somebody, yes, I feel like this person has potential to come back into your life, but I think that you're going to say something to them or you're going to open that door and then they're going to be receptive to that. And maybe a week or so later, she's like, oh my God, he has a new girlfriend and la 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 and all that. And I said, well, that's a spanner in the works. I'm like, obviously that was a potential for him to find somebody else. And maybe because you hadn't said anything yet, the door didn't open.
Yeah.
So I think some people hang on to like every single word and you're like, these are all potentials of what could take place if you do the actions or you step this way or that way. But everyone has their own journey. Everyone is living their life separately and we've all got different things that could happen to us. So I think taking the advice from mediums in a way that is comforting, and I guess the next step or the next puzzle piece, but not hanging on to every single word exactly the way that we've said it, because things can change and you can change it. If you don't like what I've said to you, you can go out there and change it for yourself. You have potential to.
Yeah, you can. I feel like that's such a powerful thing that people need to be aware of, is if you don't like what was said, it is not set in stone.
Yeah.
It really is not. Mm-hmm. I had a psychic medium tell me when I was living in LA and I was trying to get back to Minnesota or Chicago, that I was heading to Minnesota, and I was literally like, I really don't want to. I want to be in Chicago. And she goes, I feel like there's a hesitation when I said Minnesota. And I was like, I think when you said it, I just finally realized I don't want that. She said, great. So change it. Like, you have free will. You get to do whatever you want. And I was like, yeah, that's so, so true. And actually really empowering.
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes spirit are pressing the buttons for a reason. They're going, oh, I'm going to piss you off right now. We're going to make you second guess what you just said, so that you actually go out and be like, stuff that. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this now. And it's like, yeah, but maybe you needed them to say that in order for you to make a different call. So spirit are very clever. Super clever.
So I wonder if spirit had a group chat, what do you think they'd be gossiping about right now? Probably so much.
Oh my God. Yes, I reckon that it would just be how disastrous we all are, how daft we are, that we haven't figured it out yet.
Like, oh, these humans.
I have no bloody idea what is happening. I reckon it would be all about that, for sure.
I think it absolutely would be all about that. And then it would be like, ooh, are you going to drop that in her path today? Oh, you are? Okay, yeah, perfect. Oh, it's time for that.
I love it.
Should we ignore it? For yours, they're probably like, should we ignore her today?
Yeah, I know. Should we send her no signs at all? Yes. Let's just give her a moment.
And mine are like, how can we make this even more cryptic? Okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
going to
be
enough.
Your thing now. I love it. Oh,
I'm going on to Mount Shasta on a spiritual retreat, and I'm going to have a little chitty chat while I'm there, like, why are we being so, why, how am I not going to be cryptic so that we get on the same page?
Yeah, exactly. That's your new thing now. Maybe they think you're cryptic.
So
maybe
I'm
you
cryptic.
Need to be more clear. And then they'll be more clear.
I got to be clearer. Who knew? See, guys, I bring on podcast guests, and not only do you have breakthroughs, but so do I. That I'm cryptic.
Now you know.
Now I know. I love it. Okay, wait. Have you ever like walked into a space and been like, this is definitely haunted?
You get funky energy.
Yeah.
Like, I am very aware now. Like, I can walk into like workplaces or walk into like restaurants or whatever, and you're like, ugh, I'm like, this does not feel good. Like, this is messed up. There's something going on here. And that's what I really love about being so open to spirituality and having my intuition dialed all the way up, because you just know when things aren't right and you need to do with it what you will. It's funny because I'm so aware of narcissists, so aware of their energy, that I remember I was working in my corporate role and there was this guy who was always just odd, like had that ego energy to him, like would always come to my desk and chat and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you don't mean well. I'm like, you're no good. Like, you're just trying to get attention from me and I'm not about it. And I remember one day I walked into the room because I had to walk past all their desks and he was in another team. And I walked in, I hadn't even looked to see if he was there or not. And I knew he was. And I'm like, that's energy. I'm like, I can feel your energy from across the room because I'm so aware of that energy. Once you become very in tune, you just know when things aren't right and you don't even have to look. You don't even have to see. Your body tells the story. So listen to your body. It knows what's up.
That is so true. And I feel like I've come across quite a few narcissists in my day too. And it's really wild when you know. And like, even I'll have friends who are like dating someone and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Gotta let you figure this one out. But like, ew.
Yeah. They have a vibe. They're just, I don't know. Like I said, you can feel it and you don't even have to be a psychic to feel it, to be fair.
You do not. You do not. So I feel like I could ask you like 20,000 more questions. We'll probably just have to do another podcast episode one of these days.
Yes.
But I loved when I was on your podcast how you had Jade's Corner questions, like that it would be so off the cuff. So I've brought that into my podcast too because it's so fun. So here I have a final question for you. It's not going to be as fun as hers, obviously, but you know. Nice take on it.
Sure, it'll be great.
I think she was like, what would you put on your sandwich or something? It was something so random. I was like, what? But my final question for you is, if you could haunt someone for one day, obviously harmlessly, who would it be and what would you do?
Oh my gosh. See, that's so hard. There's so many people that I would want to see. Oh, who do I really like at the moment? You know what? I love Kylie Minogue. I love Kylie. Oh. I could follow her around like every day. I would want to know what she's eating, what she does. How does she work out? Like, you know, is she walking dogs? Like, what is she doing? Like, I just love her. All things Kylie. So Kylie Minogue.
What would you do? Would you like knock over something? So she's like, is someone here?
No, I think I'd just silently stalk, like just the observer in the corner. I'd be taking notes. Well, that's what she takes. That's what we have to do.
You know, whenever that does happen, just let us know.
I will. I'll let you know when I get the silent observer happening with Kylie Minogue.
You do some astral traveling and you're like, here's the deal. I've got her. I've got what she eats. I've got her workout regimen and I know some secrets. Like, I'm in for it.
Exactly. I love it. Good question. I love that.
I know. That was a really fun one. I was like, ooh, I got to wait until I have a fellow psychic medium to ask that kind of question of like, who would you haunt and what would you do?
For sure. Because it wasn't weird at all for me.
No, but other people would be like, what?
No. What is this podcast?
My business coach probably would have been like, what? And she's spiritual, but she would have been like, I don't think I'd haunt anyone. JK, Nora, I know you'd haunt someone. So where can people find you? Where can they dive deeper into your world? Let the people know.
Yes. So I am on Instagram and TikTok at Jessica Lynn Mediumship. Or you can go to my website, www.jessicalynnmediumship.com. Or I have my own podcast called Talk Spirit to Me. You can find that on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at The Rich Witch Next Door so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.